Dropping southward out of the northern plains will trigger a few thunderstorms across the region tomorrow, followed by slightly cooler conditions for Sunday. High temperatures today will be in the low to mid 90s. Overnight low temperatures will mainly be in the 70s across the region. The forecast for east central Illinois this afternoon, mostly sunny, the high 90, the wind out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, the low 72, a south wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms, the high 92. The wind will be out of the west at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly cloudy. There's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. The low 68. The wind will be light and out of the north. Sunday, mostly sunny and a little cooler. The high 85. Sunday night through Thursday, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 60s. Highs in the upper 80s. The temperatures across Illinois and Indiana at the top of the hour ranged from the low 70s to the mid 80s. Actually, to the upper 80s. At Chicago and Rockford, it was 80 degrees. Bloomington, 81. Mattoon, 81. Carbondale, 85. South Bend reported 72 degrees. It was 79 at both Lafayette and Terre Haute. Indianapolis reported 74 degrees. Willard Airport reported 87 degrees at the top of the hour. The sky, sunny. The dew point, 65. The relative humidity, 47%. The wind out of the south at 16. The barometric pressure, 30.09 and falling. And on the campus of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, 87 degrees at 12:39. Fans of the movies Shakespeare in Love and Pulp Fiction have a new way to watch those and other Miramax films. As NPR's Nina Gregory reports, the company has just signed a deal with Hulu, the online video service, to distribute the Miramax library of movies.
The deal with Hulu is not Miramax's first move into digital distribution. Just 2 weeks ago, Miramax signed with Netflix to distribute its library, expanding access to Oscar winners and cult favorites like Reservoir Dogs.
Hear your names. Mr. Brown, Mr. White, Mr. Blonde, Mr. Blue, Mr. Pink.
Entertainment analyst Barton Crockett at Lazard Capital Markets says the Miramax deal is an important move for Hulu, too.
Hulu's premium service has lagged Netflix badly in movies. It's been great for television, but they haven't had much in the way of movies. Netflix, on the other hand, has been very strong in movies and has recently gotten very strong in TV. So this, you know, takes them a meaningful step towards narrowing the gap with Netflix. They're still badly lagging Netflix in movies, but this gets them a lot closer.
Like Netflix, Hulu Plus charges $8 a month, but Hulu will also offer free access to 15 movies a month, paid for by ads. The hope is Hulu viewers will convert to Hulu Plus subscribers because they'll want to see what happens to Mr. Pink without further interruption. Nina Gregory, NPR News.
China is denying involvement in a cyber spying campaign. Google this week accused China of hacking accounts of hundreds of U.S. political and military officials. Now Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has ordered an FBI investigation into those hacking charges. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Shanghai.
Google said that senior U.S. officials were targeted in a hacking attack that tricked users into sharing their Gmail passwords with what it called bad actors based in the Chinese city of Jinan. Google said Chinese political activists and officials in other Asian countries were also targeted. The White House said it had no reason to believe that any official government emails were hacked into, but this is at least the third time since early last year that Google has pointed the finger at China as the origin of such attacks. Google did not blame the Chinese government directly, but by mentioning the city of Jinan, some 250 miles south of Beijing, it focused attention on an area where a national security arm of the People's Liberation Army is based. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said it was unacceptable to blame China. He told a news briefing that hacking is an international problem and China is also a victim. He also said the claims of Chinese government support for hacking are completely unfounded and had what he called ulterior motives. China is known to be beefing up its own cybersecurity. A military spokesman last week confirmed for the first time the existence of a military unit devoted to cyberspace. Today, in an op-ed in a party-run newspaper, two strategists from the Chinese military, without mentioning Google's recent claims, wrote that China must make mastering cyber warfare a military priority, as the internet becomes the crucial battleground for opinion and intelligence. The article went on to say that recent computer attacks and incidents using the internet to promote regime change in Arab nations appear to be traceable back to Washington. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Shanghai.
This is the Afternoon Magazine from Illinois Public Media. Good afternoon, I'm Celeste Quinn. Silver Sparrow is the latest novel from Tayari Jones. The American Booksellers Association has named it this month's number one indie next book pick. If you'd like to meet the author and hear her talk about the book and hear her read selections from it, today's the day. Jones will be opening the second annual Off the Page Summer Book Festival this afternoon at the Alana Union Bookstore. The festival, which begins today at 4 o'clock, runs through next week. Featured at the festival will be several area writers, and the Alana Union Bookstore's Scott Basler is here to highlight some of the events at this year's fest. Scott, good for you to come in this afternoon.
Thank you. Thanks. Good afternoon.
You have something for everyone, I think. Would you give our listeners some sense of the variety of books and authors featured?
Certainly. The purpose of this festival is to kind of exhibit the variety of books that have both a local interest and, in many cases, written by local authors or authors with a local connection. As you mentioned, the first one is Tayari Jones' Silver Sparrow from Algonquin Books. It's her third novel. It is set in Atlanta in the 80s. It's about these two young girls who discover that their father is a bigamist. So it's been very, as you mentioned, it's the number one indie pick by the American Bookseller Association, and its popularity is growing rapidly. It's almost infectious. People read the book and they become Tayari Jones fans. I haven't read it myself yet, but I'm going to have to because I think it's going to be one of those that everyone's going to be talking about.
Everybody's
going
to be talking about this summer. Right. Okay. And Jones, we should mention her connection to Illinois, to the area, is that she taught at Illinois and now she's an associate professor in the MFA writing program at Rutgers New York University.
Right. And she'll be spending her next year actually at Harvard University at the Radcliffe Institute researching her fourth novel.
Yeah. Are the events scheduled at the same time and place every day?
No, they're the same place. The times are different. Today is from 4 to 5. Monday we have Maureen Holtz, who does Alton's Paradises. She'll be in from 5 to 6. On Wednesday we'll have Marianne Malone from noon to one, and then there'll be a follow-up with Lauren Chambers, who is a grad student at the Graduate College of Library and Information Sciences. She'll be doing a discussion from 1:30 to 2 about children's reads, for everything from young children to young adult reads for the summer. And then Thursday we have Adrian Burgos, Jr., who is also a professor here and a very prolific baseball historian. He'll be doing a book called Cuban Star on Thursday from 5 to 6. And then we have two writers from Chicago, anthropologists who wrote a book on food. It's from the Jewish Heartland, Two Centuries of Midwest Foodways by Ellen Steinberg and Jack Prost. And that's going to be next Friday from 5 to 6.
Okay. And I want to mention for our listeners that we'll be featuring some of the authors on the Afternoon Magazine and on Focus during the festival. On Monday, Maureen Holtz will be my guest here on the Afternoon Magazine. A little later in the week, we'll have a story about Marianne Malone and the 68 Rooms. And on Wednesday, Ellen Steinberg and Jack Prost, authors of From the Jewish Heartland, Two Centuries of Midwest Foodways, will be my guest in the 11 o'clock hour of Focus. So nice connection. You're getting some of the people in here on AM 580 that will be featured at this year's Off the Page Book Festival. Is there any particular theme for this year's festival other than it's just a variety of people with connections to this area?
That's essentially it. We wanted to sort of use this as a showcase for both on campus and the surrounding area for people to just sort of get a feel for the variety of reading choices that we have to offer for the summer. The interest that maybe is local that sometimes people, you know, just look to the national list to see what people are reading. But sometimes it's interesting to see what people are reading, either reading locally or what's being produced locally.
Yeah. Whenever I go into a bookstore, I like to hunt around for the authors of, you know, area interest.
Yes.
To see what's going on in a community or in the region. So very interesting. And wrapping everything up at the end of the festival, a sidewalk sale. Tell us about that.
Yes, we're going to have a 2-day sidewalk sale next Friday and Saturday. All books in the general book department will be discounted 30%. That's even including our already discounted bargain books. Of course, we don't want you to wait until next Friday to buy the books. You want to buy them when the authors are there so you can get them signed. But if you have other books that you want to buy, we'll have those 30% off. That's, again, just for the general book. So for the general book department on the second floor at the Lino Union Bookstore.
Okay. Scott, thanks so much for coming in this afternoon.
I'd just like to point out one more thing. I just want to point out to the people who are off campus that the Lino Union Bookstore is right at Transit Plaza. It's 809 South Wright Street on Transit Plaza. So if you take the bus, it drops off right in front of the bookstore. And we also have a bike rack for bike riders to secure their bikes and come on up. And it's air conditioned. So
that's good, too. 809 South Wright Street. So it's Wright and Daniel, right?
Correct.
Okay. The Off the Page Summer Book Festival opens this afternoon at 4 o'clock with Tayari Jones reading from her new novel, Silver Sparrow. The festival runs through next week at the Alana Union Bookstore at 809 South Wright Street in Champaign. Scott Basler, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.